Harper Audio presents Damage Control by J.A. Jantz, narrated by Johanna Parker and directed by June Miller.
Prologue. Lauren Dayson was sleeping soundly when some small noise in the front room of the apartment disturbed her. What actually awakened her was the sound of Mojo barking. Mojo, an unlikely cross between a chihuahua and a chow, was a pint-sized, laughable dog. But this time she was barking in her ferocious big dog voice, and Lauren knew what it meant. Rick Mosier was here. Somewhere in her apartment, somewhere in her home. He had broken in, and he was coming for her. Rick had warned Lauren that he would be. He had sworn that if he couldn't have her, nobody would. He swore he would kill her before he would let her go, and Lauren had reason to believe him. He told her that it didn't matter to him if she moved, or changed the locks on the doors, or put bars on her windows, or papered Pima County with restraining orders against him. He said she could never hide from him, that he would find her anyway, that if Rick Mosier wanted her, he would have her. End of story. When Lauren had first fallen for the guy, that kind of exclusivity hadn't bothered her. It hadn't been a problem. She had loved him with all her heart. She had been intrigued by the fact that Rick walked on the wild side, that he lived an edgy existence that was beyond the scope of her limited girl-next-door experience. She had been fascinated by the idea that when he sped around campus on his skateboard like a modern-day whirling dervish, he had carried at least one handgun and often several knives along with the school books in his backpack. Lauren came from a family where the very idea of owning guns was unacceptable. According to her father, only right-wing yahoos owned guns. Rick was, in fact, the antithesis of right-wing, but knowing he was armed to the teeth every moment of every day was part of what made him appealing in a forbidden fruit sort of way. For Lauren, the good girl daughter, as opposed to her older sister, the rebellious one, Rick was an idea whose time had come at a point when Lauren was a naive freshman and Rick a mature 21. She had found him utterly fascinating and charming in those early days, especially when Rick told Lauren she was the fair princess to his dark prince. Over her parents' strident objections, and because she knew it would drive them nuts, Lauren had moved in with him at the end of her junior year. Their romance had stopped being charming on the day 3 years later when Rick had blackened one of Lauren's eyes because he claimed she'd been flirting with a guy playing pool at the Red Garter when they'd gone there for a burger. The truth was, she hadn't even noticed the man, but that didn't matter to an insanely jealous Rick. 2 months after that, he'd broken her arm for the same reason, because he thought she was flirting with someone else. That wasn't the end of the relationship, but it was pretty much the end of the fascination. Eventually, Lauren had taken her worldly goods and moved out. The best she could afford on her own was a much cheaper apartment in a not-so-good part of town. So she had done all those other cliched things as well. She had convinced her new landlord, Mr. Ford, to put bars on her windows, jam bars in the slider, and deadbolts on the front door. Lauren had also managed to sweet-talk her way around Mr. Ford's no-pet rule. He had finally, reluctantly gone along with letting Mojo move in by saying she was such a worthless little sample of muttdom that she didn't really qualify as a pet, let alone a canine. In addition to all that, Lauren really had gone to legal aid and gotten herself a restraining order. But she'd done one thing more, the one thing her parents would never tolerate or forgive. She'd gone to Best Deal Pawn, just up First Avenue, and bought herself a used Glock 26 semi-automatic. Then she'd made it her business to learn how to use it. She'd taken the classes and passed the necessary tests so she could have her very own concealed weapon permit as well. And that was where her Glock was at the moment, concealed and loaded, directly under her pillow.